Very important stuff. Which takes us to our third subject, and hopefully we move along a little faster now. And that is the hallmark of an apostle. I had an experience in the Philippines in 1993. A lot of the information I have, in fact, most of what I have written in my books, came by way of revelation. That is, there was a time when I was in prayer or even fast asleep, or had a dream, or the Lord would wake me up and tell me things, or I'd be sitting and pondering the Word of God and, all of a sudden see it. Most of what I have came by revelation. That is, I suddenly understood the meaning of a scripture or could see what the Lord was getting at. And then when I went and searched the scriptures to see if it was so, the scriptures would open up. And there it was all along, even though we'd not seen it. And this was an example of that. It was 3 a.m. I was in the Philippines, fast asleep. He woke me up and he said that the hallmark of an apostle is gentleness. I'd never heard such a thing before. I don't know if you heard it said in the church, and often, that the thing that marks an apostle is signs and wonders, or words to that effect. And so you think, that seems like a conflict of statement. You know, one saying it's signs and wonders that prove you're an apostle, and the other saying it's gentleness. But when I looked into it, this was really discussing two different things. That passage in the scripture that referred to signs and wonders, Paul was talking about how, as a genuine apostle, he would work hard and persevere to bring about outcomes in the lives of people. He persevered to bring about miracles for them. And yet we know from other scriptures that miracles, signs and wonders alone cannot be the proof, cannot be the proof that you present to say, this means I'm anything. Scripture says false prophets produce lying signs and wonders. And there were places Jesus went where they demanded a sign and he refused to give it to them. On one occasion he says, the only sign you'll get is the sign of Jonah, and what he meant was his death and resurrection. And so there is a proper place. In fact, he went to Nazareth that says he could do no mighty work there. No, signs and wonders are not a final proof that anyone is or is not an apostle or a prophet. Most of us have had answers to prayer and miracles anyway, and in the course of my life, I've seen thousands of the most wonderful things. But I've discovered, no, that is not the proof of what you are. There is something else. What's crucial is what's on the inside. And when the Lord said to me, or made this comment about gentleness, he didn't say the things that mark, he said the hallmark of. That has a different meaning. And a hallmark, if you have jewelry, gold, silver, you'll find on it, as I do, on the inside of my wedding ring. I had a look in more recent years, and yet still there, it's never been worn away, is this deep mark, which is the hallmark. That hallmark is telling me that this is genuine 18-karat gold. The hallmark is the mark that is pressed deeply into something, meant to be permanent, to tell you that this is the genuine article. It is authentic. And so what the Lord was really saying was that that thing which is deeply imprinted into the true apostle that testifies that this is a genuine apostle, what is that deep stamp of authenticity that says this is the real McCoy, the genuine article? The Lord is saying that deep stamp is gentleness. When I went and searched the scriptures, I found so many scriptures on that subject. I just give you a couple. And here's the telling one right off Matthew 11, where Jesus said to his apostles, nevertheless, to his 12 apostles, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle. It's the thing he's requiring of them. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. And then Paul, a mature apostle, writes to Timothy and gives him, these are big instructions, but giving him the things that Timothy, as an apostle of Christ, a young apostle, must pursue. Here it is. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. So here he is. He's told, pursue gentleness. Why? It's a super important mark in the life of really any Christian. If you go to the list of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 9 fruit are listed. In the middle of the list, gentleness, very important for every Christian if you have the Holy Spirit. Well, how much more so for your leaders, for mature apostles? To 2 Corinthians in chapter 10, verse 1, Paul says, in making a strong appeal to them in troubled times, look at the appeal. He says, by the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. And to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 7 and 8, he said, we were like, now look, it depends on which of the old manuscripts you take. There were manuscripts that said, we were like a mother, mothers to you, gentle, caring for our children. Some of the manuscripts say, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. The gentleness, this is the way apostles want to be. Now, why is this so? Why must apostles genuinely carry the gentleness of Christ? Does it mean they can't be strong? Does it mean they can't exercise authority? Does it mean they can't put someone out of the church and bring in discipline? Does it mean they don't have the power to shake the heavens? No, they have all of that. But why must the pervading character be gentleness? The answer is because of the measure of authority they're given. They carry a very high order of authority, the Christ's authority. All Christians have some authority, by the way. And as you grow in grace, he will give you more authority. And you can pray for more. So in your prayers, in your testimony, in preaching, all these things, there can be more grace, more authority on your words. You can grow in that. But certainly as the Lord appoints you to tasks, he'll give you authority for that task. And apostles carry a great authority because why? It's the senior governmental role in the church. And this is what's being restored. But with this great authority must be carried with the grace of the character of the Lord Jesus. And that's why this is the super important hallmark of the real apostle. I could say here in passing as an aside that at the same time, I believe the hallmark of the true prophet is meant to be humility. Why humility for prophets and gentleness for apostles? Actually, for apostles, it's gentleness and humility. And for prophets, it's humility and gentleness, in my way of seeing it. Why is that? Because with prophets, they purport to, or must claim to, speak the words of the Lord. They take a place of saying, I'm giving you the word of God. This must be with great humility as well as gentleness. But apostles are exercising a more direct authority. It must be with full grace of the Lord Jesus. So do apostles have authority? Oh, you bet they do. I'll show you one scripture. 2 Corinthians 13. Paul says, this is why I write these things when I'm absent, that when I come I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority, the authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down. The authority that apostles have is another subject not being covered in this lecture, but in the book, The Apostolic Revelation, there is a whole chapter on this one question of what authority do apostles have and what authority do they not have? And you'll find that all the data in that chapter is taken from an exposition of what Paul had to write through his many epistles where that subject is discovered and made very clear. So yes, they have a great authority. And with respect to the details of that, you need to read the book.